About the building itself, Boston Avenue as a building, a landmark for Tulsa, constructed in the 20s during the Art Deco boom. A little background. The architect, his name?
Our church is convinced it was Dr. Ada Robinson. Our church is convinced. Everything that you read here, John, says Dr. Ada Robinson. I've got her biography right there on my desk. She was an art teacher, University of Tulsa, a Quaker. When the building committee let it be known that they wanted to take proposals from some of the leading architectural firms in the country, all the drawings came in. They thought they looked like everybody else's church. Tulsa World said Boston Avenue rejects architect's rendering. Dr. Ada Robinson called the committee chair. This is all in the minutes of the meetings. His name was Christopher Columbus Cole. Mr. and Mrs. Cole chaired that committee, and to humor her, they said, okay, bring your drawing. And when she brought it to the next meeting, they said, we want to build that. So they hired engineering firms to build in all the stresses and strains, but we have original drawings by Dr. Ada Robinson. Later, a student of hers became a very prominent architect named Bruce Goff, and he convinced all of his students who went to his class at the University of Oklahoma that all the work was his, and she took the credit. Our church believes all the creative work was hers, and he took the credit. So you won't see Bruce Goff's name in the church. You hear other architects who studied under him say he's the one. The church has her picture downstairs. We believe Dr. Ada Robinson
was the architect.
Yes.
You think its iconic position in Tulsa has also attracted people to the church? They want to come in and they end up being members simply because they saw the way the church was and then walked in and they say, well, hey, we like what's inside.
Yeah, and other people say it appears big and formal to them. Once they come here, as I've told you, I call visitors myself, and no one says to me, I came to your church and no one spoke to me. I came to your church and no one cared. I believe anyone who comes to our church will be greeted warmly and will feel that people genuinely care. One of our young women is in dental school down in San Antonio right now. She told me last weekend that she's been attending a church regularly in San Antonio for almost a year, her first year in dental school. No one from that church has ever called her. At Boston Avenue, if I have a working phone number, you will be called the week you visited us.
Mm-hmm.
We try really hard to be warm and inviting. I think it helps us. You know, several of the television stations around is not just Channel 8. When they show the weather at night, they often have Boston Avenue is on the screen. It's in the picture. We try to light the building so that it's attractive at night and so on. I'm glad to have a building that's distinctive and that people think of it as a beautiful place. We think it's a beautiful place. We've worked really hard in the 31 years I've been here to maintain its integrity. Even like the sconce lighting in the Great Hall, every piece there is original. None of it is off the shelf. But if something cracks just from heat after 80, 90 years, we find an artist who can reproduce it. We're really trying to maintain the integrity of our building.
When was the building dedicated?
It was begun in 1927, and they marched down the street on a Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, 1929. Easter 1929.
Haven't you done that to replicate that?
We did, on our 100th birthday. We were founded in 1893, and in 1993, we went that Sunday morning up the street and marched down with balloons and a brass ensemble leading us down the street.
So you're 70.
Yep.
70 is young in our day and age now, yet. How many more years can you continue here as the senior pastor of this church?
Until 3 years ago, the Methodist Church had compulsory retirement of clergy at 70. In Fort Worth, Texas, the General Conference met in 2008, and I was surprised when they voted to extend by 2 years. So it became 72. The way the discipline now reads, Methodist clergy must retire at the annual conference following their 72nd birthday. So I'm down to 2 years. You know, I've got 2 years.
Are you fearing that?
It concerns me because I love what I do. But I do also know there's a time to step down. I knew when I got to 65 I wasn't ready, and I had thought, well, it's 70 because that was the rule of the church. Then suddenly 3 years ago, boom, it was moved up 2 years. At the very next break after that vote was taken, my bishop came down where the Oklahoma delegation was seated. The bishop sat up on the big stage, and He came down, walked straight to me and said, as far as I'm concerned, you got two more. And I said, thank you very much, sir. All he's asking me is, will you give me 4 months' notice? And I said, sure, if I decide to go earlier. And we have a pastor-parish relations committee, as you know, and I've told them the same. I'll give you 3 to 4 months' notice. And they said, that's fine. But right now, I think I want to go 2 more years, you know, my last 2 years. I still love what I do.
And beyond that, I'm speaking for you now. You'd love to speak, and you'd have many, many speaking opportunities, so that would never go away.
Well, strangely enough, again, John, 30 years ago when I came here, almost every Methodist church had an annual preaching series. That's no longer true. Very few still have them. Very few. They can't get people to come and support. Endowed series that I've been to in other churches, in other states, I've heard later, well, they finally just quit having them because nobody came. Our annual series here is still well attended. We have really great crowds, and we try to bring great preachers. We've got one of the greatest scholars in America coming next year. Dr. Walter Brueggemann will be here. But I really think I've convinced myself that the last Sunday at Boston Avenue, I will be through. Like taking the sermons out to the street and letting Tulsa trash haulers haul them away, I think when I no longer preach at Boston Avenue, I will no longer preach, period. I believe that'll be it for me. I don't want to decline. I know there is a time, and I'm just praying that I'm not losing any of my ability so far. And if I can make it 2 more years, if I'm convincing myself that I'm still effective at that point, I really intend to be through. One of the things that'll make that important is if I stay in Tulsa, which is what we want to do, I know that the new pastor, whomever the bishop may send here, will need to really bond with his congregation. So I will do no weddings. I will do no funerals. I plan to do no preaching. I will be a worshiper. That's it.